With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. If you live on a farm or a ranch, you pay attention to things that have anything to do with water. Water is the lifeblood of the operation, and lack of it can be a big problem. That's why things like snowpack are so important, as it gives a clue to how much water will be available when the weather turns hot. Brad Rippey is a USDA meteorologist and says the snowpack is looking better after a decent January.
A month ago, when we talked about Western snowpack, we were talking about how short the snowpack or how limited it was across the Northwest. A switch flipped, and all of the precipitation since then has been falling across the Northwest. So we have seen a dramatic change. The January precipitation spilled across the Rockies and reached as far south as parts of Colorado. But to the south of that, most areas have been relatively dry over the last 4 to 5 weeks. The good news for the Southwest is that so much snow accumulated early that snowpacks are still fairly close to average levels for late January. But if we were to see this pattern persist over the last 2 months of the Western winter wet season, that could lead to premature snowmelt and losing some of that water to early runoff.
There's also an interesting new study by BYU that shows that mountain landscapes charred by wildfire dramatically accumulate more snowpack, 85% greater depth than areas untouched by wildfire. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.